Maryland Terrapins basketball on Mid-Maryland Sports Leader, WFMD.
It's Big Ten action with Maryland and Indiana. Live Monday evening starting at 6:30 on 930 WFMD.
It's the Morning News Express, 821 at WFMD. Hey, it's Monday, so you know what day that is. We're talking sports with Greg Swiatek from the Friday News Post. You can find him at Greg underscore Swiatek on Twitter. That's his Twitter account, right?
Correct.
And, well, obviously, it's Super Bowl 52. 52, 53, 52. Oh, it doesn't matter.
Do they still do the Roman numerals, or do they?
Yeah, it's like L-I-I.
Oh, why do they do the Roman? I've never understood why they do the Roman numerals. I mean, people don't really understand Roman numerals, no. Or it's a small percentage of the population that does. I guess it makes it look more official and dramatic, you know, and stuff like that.
It's kind of like, oh, they're gladiators, right? Going into battle.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, John Facenda.
Right.
It was a cold day in Minnesota, but a warm, comfortable 72 inside the Metrodome.
Super Bowl XLLI.
Lately. The Patriots and the Eagles.
The Patriots are in. Wow, what a shock.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Really?
Jacksonville had them on the ropes yesterday. I mean, they did. They were up 10 points in the fourth quarter. They just, Tom Brady worked his magic again and got them two touchdowns. They made two amazing catches on their first touchdown drive that sort of fueled it. And then Danny Amendola with a fantastic game-winning touchdown catch.
With
2 minutes left. So Jacksonville still had time to go back down and score.
Danny Amendola.
Yeah.
At one time was drafted, or was an undrafted pick for the Cowboys.
Right.
And he was on the, I think it was the very first, I don't know, whatever that show was, Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
And they talked about him. And he was also on the Eagles, too, right?
I believe he was the Rams. He might have had a brief stint with the Eagles.
Yeah.
You would have to look it up. But yeah, he's had a remarkable career. He's a guy that just catches the ball when you throw it to him. I mean, he does his job. That's what you want him to do.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's do the Wikipedia thing with Danny Amendola. Let's see.
Was he an Eagle? I mean, I
Philadelphia
know.
Eagles, the St. Louis Rams, and the Dallas Cowboys, and New England Patriots.
Yeah. So he's been a few places, obviously.
Right.
So you don't want to call him a journeyman because he's his talent.
Right.
He's a better player than a journeyman.
No,
and in this day of free agency, guys move around a little bit. So
what happened was, I think he just got into a numbers thing with the Dallas Cowboys, and then with the Eagles, and then when he got to the Patriots, you know, he was the right fit at the right time, and then all of a sudden, everybody wants to have a Danny Amendola,
right? And with the Patriots, it's a new hero. Every week, he was the hero yesterday. Next in the Super Bowl, it'll be someone else. I mean, every week, it's someone new. I mean, Rob Gronkowski left the game yesterday with a concussion. They already didn't have Julian Edelman for the entire season. I mean, it's the next man up. It really is with the Patriots, and it's someone new that comes through for them every week. Now, it'll probably be
the refs. Apparently, if you listen to a lot of the fans out there, the refs came through for them.
Well, the calls were 6-1. I mean, there just weren't a lot of penalties in the game, so it's not like there were 20 on the Jags and 1 on the Patriots. It was 6-1.
I'm just saying. I watched maybe 10 minutes of total football.
And you saw all the bad calls.
I saw a very obvious holding call, and it was missed.
Yeah.
So,
the Patriots get the breaks too. They're lucky on top of being good.
Yeah.
So I mean, that helps.
Right. Well, so. Bill Belichick, when they walk by and they go, he just sits there and he goes, you know, I've got stuff on you.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. And watch how average, after Nick Foles looked sensational yesterday for the Eagles, watch how average Belichick makes him look.
Yeah.
So, three Super Bowls in now 4 years appearances for the Patriots.
Tom Brady's going to be the oldest quarterback ever to play in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, I mean the debate.
Which I can't understand. He was older than Earl Morrill?
Good question.
Right? I heard that he was going to be the oldest starting quarterback.
Well, I heard that Tom Brady has as many playoff wins as Nick Foles has wins in general. I think Tom has 22 playoff wins, and Nick Foles has 22 career wins. So
the rich get richer. So, but you know what? They fall into, when you talk about the Patriots, they put the people in place, and
it's a system.
They buy into the system.
Yeah.
I don't know how and why, but they. do, and it works.
It's a machine that you just plug in the parts and make sure you have the parts. And Brady, I mean, the debate's over as to who's the best quarterback ever. I mean, it's clearly Brady by a long shot now. So we'll see. I mean, the Eagles played great yesterday. I mean, I did not see that one coming. I thought the Vikings were going to win. I thought they were the better team, and the Vikings defense, which had been great all season, had a shockingly poor performance yesterday. I mean, the Eagles were able to do pretty much whatever they wanted against them for most of that game. I mean, the Vikings got off to the good start, but then Case Keenum threw a pick six, and then the game completely swung on that play, and it was all Eagles after that.
Well, somebody said that Case Keenum actually played like Case Keenum.
Yeah, he turned back into Case Keenum.
Right.
And watch Nick Foles turn back into Nick Foles in the Super Bowl. I think the Eagles have you have to give them a chance just because they're a good team. And they were the number one seed and home field advantage throughout the playoffs and all that. They're playing without their starting quarterback who got hurt. So, I mean, the Eagles have been great all year, but I just can't see them beating the Patriots.
Wouldn't it have been nice, and I know we're not going to see it, but wouldn't it have been really cool to see Carson Wentz versus Tom Brady?
Yeah, it would have been phenomenal.
You know, the now versus the future.
It still could happen next year. I mean, because the Eagles, I think, bring most of their team back, so plug Carson Wentz back in, and it would have been something. And the Patriots don't look like they're slowing down anytime soon.
I mean, Tom Brady doesn't look like he's got any reason to leave yet,
right?
Other than what else?
Yeah,
what else does he have to prove?
He said he's going to play into his mid 40s, and it would be foolish to doubt him. I mean, he's still playing at the highest level possible.
Right. Yeah. I mean, as much as I hate him.
Why do you hate him, though?
Because he just wins, and he's just, and he seems like he's a bit, Patriot fans are all a bunch of arrogant narcissists.
Well, yeah, but if your team won all the time, wouldn't you be an arrogant narcissist?
Yes, absolutely. But they're my team. Everybody hates my team.
True.
They all hate the Cowboys,
Right. I mean, if the Cowboys went to all these Super Bowls and won all these Super Bowls, you'd be the nice, humble,
For everybody except for people who are in the NFC East.
Okay.
So if you're an Eagles fan, if you're a Giants fan, if you're a Redskins fan, no.
All right.
But if I,
I mean, I understand. You get tired of the Patriots, but.
Right.
But
somebody beats them.
But hating them, it's always seems fair. I mean, Brady's a good looking guy. He wins a couple of football games. So why hate him?
Yeah.
So.
He's got so many Super Bowl rings on it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, he's a couple of plays away from being 7-for-7 going for 8-and-8. I mean, a Wes Welker drop and that amazing David Tyree catch. Take those plays away and the Patriots probably win those two Super Bowls and Brady's going for his 8th Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, he'll settle for going for